This is Mighty John Marshall with This Day in Rock and Roll History on Downtime with Rich Kimball. On this day, December 15th, 2022, Dino Danelli, drummer for the Rascals on their 13 Billboard Top 40 hits, passes away at the age of 78. The band reached the top 10 on 5 occasions with Good Lovin', Groovin', How Can I Be Sure, A Beautiful Morning, and People Got to Be Free. On this day in 2001, Bruce Springsteen sells his catalog to Sony for a reported $500 million. The deal included his master recordings and his publishing rights. On this day in 2009, with U2 leading the way by making over $311 million, several classic rockers were among the top-earning touring acts of the year, including Madonna with $222 million, Bruce Springsteen, $156 million, AC/DC with $135 million, Billy Joel and Elton John, $90 million, and Tina Turner, $86 million. On this day in 2008, a modest one-story red brick house at 3137 Whittier in St. Louis, where rock and roll pioneer Chuck Berry lived for 8 years in the 1950s, was added to the National Register of Historic Places. Berry, who later moved to Wentzville, Missouri, about 40 miles west of St. Louis, said, "Many of my favorite songs came about while in that house. It's good to know that my music and now that house will always be a part of St. Louis's history." On this day in 1979, Pink Floyd starts a 5-week run at the Top of the Bridge singles chart with Another Brick in the Wall. The song would rise to number one on the Billboard Hot 100 on March 22, 1980, and make the top 10 in 19 other countries. And on this day, December 15, 1973, a supergroup performed their first single on American Bandstand. One of the members would later say that he didn't particularly like the song, but knew the band needed to record a ballad if they wanted to get radio airplay. Who's the band? What's the song? The answer, right after this.
Dunnett Incorporated is a family-owned business that's been serving the people of Central Maine since 1948, offering the best in appliances and mattresses from brands you know and trust, and they service what they sell. If you've had the experience of buying an appliance and finding that service means waiting on hold on a helpline, discover the Dunnett difference from pros who know what they're doing and are here to help. Visit them at 63 Washington Street, Penobscot Plaza in Bangor. Check out the website at dunnettinc.com or give them a call at 947-4572. Dunnett has done it again.
On this day, December 15th, a supergroup performs their first single on American Bandstand. One of the members would later say that he didn't particularly like that song, but knew that the band needed to record a ballad if they wanted to get radio airplay. That member is Joe Perry. That band is Aerosmith. That song is Dream On.
Living, learning from fools and from sages.